You know, there's that belief in sports that when your team is on a roll, things just tend to break your way. And last night, Republicans pulled out victory even in a state where they were bracing for the worst, Kansas. It's a deeply conservative red state where budget cuts and some other issues had two prominent Republicans in trouble. But GOP Senator Pat Roberts hung on, and Governor Sam Brownback pulled out his race as well. NPR's Juana Summers is in Topeka.
No one would have guessed that Kansas would keep the political world at the edge of its seat. But the Senate and governor's races here were tighter than expected, leaving voters at the Republican election party here in Topeka sweating as they waited for returns. When it was all said and done, Brownback took the stage victorious.
I feel like the end of a 15th round of a Rocky match.
What had been a tense night turned into a party. Champagne corks popped, people took off their shoes and started dancing, and there were high fives and chants. After the big speech, Brownback wandered through the crowd, thanking the voters who had turned out for him. When voter Jamie Welsh spotted Brownback, she ran into his arms and gave him a big hug. She drove more than 6 hours from Sublette, Kansas to Topeka to be here on election night. Welsh said she knew Brownback would win all along.
I have confidence because I know the people of Kansas love Governor Brownback. I know other people had doubts, but I knew he loves his country, loves his family, loves God, and the people of Kansas, I knew would support him.
Now that they've made it through the election and Republicans have a majority in both chambers of Congress, it's time to celebrate. Juana Summers, NPR News, Topeka.
So we heard there that Sam Brownback won the governor's race in Kansas, which followed the pattern in many of the most hotly contested governor's races around the country. There were 36 in total. And some of the major prizes went to Republicans. Florida Republican Rick Scott had a controversial first term but won a second term. Charlie Crist, once a Republican, now a Democrat, lost. In Texas, Democrat Wendy Davis was a rising Democratic star but was crushed by Republican Greg Abbott. Massachusetts replaced its Democratic governor with a Republican, Charlie Baker. The Democratic candidate, Martha Coakley, went down to defeat.